another from the left side. He is absolutely coming with smoke out of both barrels now. Nembhard misses the runner on the other side of things. Milwaukee going the other direction. They've got it. Otto Lillard, heat check coming. Three-pointer from straight on, missed this time. Boy, the roof would have blown off the building if that had gone down. 49-29, Bucks out in front. Here's a three-pointer from Siakam. He can't hit. Long rebound goes out to the top of the arc where it's picked up off the floor by Beverly. Pat Bev going the other direction. 5 minutes to play now in this opening half. Beverly drives into the paint. Kicks to the corner. Crowder alone from three. Couldn't hit this time. Going the other way now. Indiana into the front court. Lillard's 4 of 7 from distance. Outside of him, the Bucks are 2 of 13 from three. Here's a block from Lopez. Got in the way of Turner and swats it back at him. Goes back to Beverly. Now it's to Lillard. Dame's going the other way and a timeout coming from Milwaukee. 4:38 to play in this second quarter. Damian Lillard is absolutely a flamethrower in this first half. He has accounted for 24 points, 8 of 14 shooting, 4 of 3 from distance, and he's getting back to being Logo Lillard here in this opening half to open playoffs action here at downtown Milwaukee.
He has been everything you envisioned when that trade was made back in September, and frankly what the Bucks are going to need in games that Giannis is not a part of. But their defense has been just as good. They have not allowed the Pacers to get behind them. Even that block by Brook Lopez, Malik Beasley did a good enough job of bodying on his man and saying, look, I know I have the size disadvantage, but I'm not going to make it easy for Miles Turner. That gave Brook Lopez time to come over and get that block.
I mean, it's really been a dominant showing from the Bucks so far in this game. I mean, they have absolutely come out swinging and landing one haymaker after another, and you wonder how Indiana's going to respond. It would help them if they could hit a three. They are 0 of 12 from three-point range, and that's been a big part of their problem. But it's a Pacers team that came in top 10 in the league in three-point shooting, number 9 at 37%. But, again, they do a lot of their scoring in the paint. And there hasn't been a whole lot of operating space in there. They led the league scoring 57.9 points a game in the paint, but also surrendered the most in the league at 58.5 points per game in the paint. But Lillard, inside and out, has been the answer for the Bucks. Indiana hadn't found that answer yet.
Well, and look, they're still a faster team than the Bucks, but they are not as fast as they used to be. Pascal Siakam changed that where you don't have to, but also the absences of guys like Buddy Hield and Benedict Mathurin, that changes the rate they run at and the three-point shooting.
And Bruce Brown, for that matter.
Yeah.
Siakam has over half of his team's points, 15 of their 29. Here's Lillard with a basketball after the timeout. He's being harassed out top. They get it out to Portis. Boy, that spacing is going to really change with how far they're having to go out on Dame now. Beverly driving baseline on Halliburton, bullies his way right by him, and he goes right to the cup and lays in, and he's got some word for Halliburton going the other direction. Remember when he told us he doesn't let his emotions get going in the playoffs? I had a feeling he was blowing smoke. Here's the shot that misses on the other side of things on the pull-up jumper from Siakam. Milwaukee goes the other way. Middleton, he pulls up just inside the arc, and he rains a beauty down. It is contagious now. Everybody's clicking now for Milwaukee. 9-2 run. They're out in front 53-29. Halliburton sends the pass inside to Turner. He's got Middleton on him. Couldn't get the shot to go around him, and now Chris chases down the rebound in the corner. Bucks going the other way. Chris into the front court, gives to Lillard. Lillard hesitates. Passes it away. He had Siakam on him. What about that matchup? Now off to Portis. Portis sends back out to Middleton. Middleton gives to Dame. Now it's Miles Turner on Lillard. He's going to launch one anyway. And he drills it. Damian Lillard has not met a defender that can slow him down tonight. He is automatic. He's got 27 points, and the Bucks have a 27-point lead. 3:24 to go in the second quarter. Timeout, Indiana. And Dame Lillard is running roughshod on this Indiana defense here in half number one, in game number one of the playoffs here at Fiserv Forum.
And what's most encouraging is he has gotten to the free throw line four times, but it hasn't been free throw heavy that's carrying the offense for Dame. And that component is going to be there in the second half because of that spacing you mentioned and how much further out they're going to have to play on him. He's been scoring at all three levels in this game, and that's not just Dame taking over. It's what it's going to do for everybody else on the floor.
I mean, the spacing is wild right now. I mean, you got Siakam guarding Lillard. You have Miles Turner guarding Lillard. I got to tell you, that's going to open some things for some other guys with mismatches, and if you can get it to them.
We've already seen it twice where the Pacers have just been unaware of cuts to the lane. Chris Middleton and Jay Crowder taking advantage of that. And that's another thing you would expect is going to pick up in the second half if Dame keeps doing this.
19 points in the first quarter, the most scored in a playoff quarter for the Bucks since Middleton put up 23 in a quarter in 2021. Pacers just one field goal in the last 7 minutes of this game. They have not had a field goal in the last 3.5 minutes. They've got it after the timeout. Bucks 56, Pacers 29. Halliburton's in the front court. He's got it on the near wing. Sends out top. Siakam unloads. Three-pointer too short. Rebound is lassoed in by Beverly. He'll give it now to Lillard. Dame's going the other way. Defended by Nesmith. Can he stop him? He drives down the lane. Nobody can stop him. Lillard knifes his way right through the teeth of the defense and lays it in. Here's Nembhard the other way. He sends to the corner. Three ball from Turner, and he plants that one in there. Well, Indiana, first field goal in the last 3.5 minutes. They're second in the last 7.5 minutes, and it's a 58-32 lead. It has been a series of haymakers from the Bucks out of the gate. Their first three-pointer of the night right there. They had missed their first 13 prior to that one. Here's Beverly driving inside. He gets the contact from Halliburton, but no, they didn't call it. And he comes away with a steal. Halliburton's going the other way. I don't know if it's a steal or a block shot. Here's Nembhard the other way. He's working on Beverly. Little bump, no whistle. Now he sends out. Three-pointer on the way. Turner way off the mark, and the rebound picked up off the deck by Middleton. Middleton goes the other way for Milwaukee. Jab step in. He's at the top of the arc under the watchful eye of Nembhard. That's Nesmith. Check that. On the right wing, sends out top to Lopez. Lopez unloads. Long three. Bullseye. Well, we said it is spreading like wildfire now. That confidence from Damian Lillard igniting the offense. And now Lopez hits a Michelob Ultra three. Nesmith drives. Sends to Nembhard. Nembhard finally gets another one to go for Indiana. So they waited 14 shots to see their first three-pointer go down. And they have made two of their last three now. Still, the Bucks on a 17-7 run, leading 61-35 with 1:33 to go in this first half. We got a whistle and a foul against Nembhard, who was trying to fight through a Middleton screen. That'd be the last foul to give for the Pacers. Here comes Beasley into the game, along with Connaughton. They replace Beverly and Lillard for the Bucks. So now the lineup goes Beasley, Lopez, Lillard, Portis, and Connaughton. They go opposite Nesmith, Siakam, Turner, Nembhard, and Halliburton. Inbound pass goes to Portis. Portis holds it, top of the arc, gives to Lillard. Lillard's defended by Nembhard, who's crowded him outside, gets the contact, fires away, and hits the three-pointer anyway. Oh, he's flexing again. Dame time arriving early here in the playoffs tonight. How about 32 for Lillard with another one coming? That is in the first half, by the way, if you are just joining us.
The Bucks franchise record for points in a playoff half is 33, held by Giannis. And Dame can tie that here.
And he will. He is cooking with Crisco now. Damian Lillard with his best half is a Buck. Boy, did he save it for the right time. The postseason arrives. That's Dame time, evidently. Here's Siakam. He drives in, gets the whistle and the foul against Beasley. And right now, Indiana is just trying to weather the storm. But the storm has been relentless and showing no signs of slowing. They are battening down the hatches, trying to board up all the windows. But that Hurricane Lillard is showing no signs of slowing right now. 65-35. Milwaukee absolutely pummeling the Pacers here in this first half, behind 33 points from Damian Lillard. Here's the first of a pair of free throws. Bucks are in the penalty, by the way, as Siakam hits the free throw after Beasley committed that last foul, which was his first. Since the 124 mark of the first quarter, the Bucks have now gone on runs of 24-4 and 20-7. Second free throw is good from Siakam. So he makes both, and Milwaukee now going the other direction with a minute 10 to go now in this first half. Jay Crowder on the handoff to Lillard. Lillard's going to pull up, left baseline, not this time. Rebound, gobbled up though by Crowder. He'll send out top. Connaughton grabs it. He'll hand it now to Lopez. Lopez gets it back to Connaughton, who had to chase it down. It was deflected to the corner at midcourt. He's got 4 seconds to work with now. Drives on Nembhard, takes it in the paint, floats it up and in. Good drive by Connaughton, poised under pressure with that shot clock winding down. Halliburton going the other way. Tyrese Halliburton in this first half, just 4 points to go with 4 rebounds and 3 assists. He's going to launch one from three and knocks it down on the right wing on cue. So the Oshkosh, Wisconsin native coming up with that three-pointer. Now Lillard driving the other direction. He puts the shot up. If that had gone in, we would have started to have to wonder if there's any witchcraft going on here, because that thing had no real shot of even getting to the rim, and he's got a chance to set the Bucks record for points and a half in the playoffs, or period.
He's been on attack from the moment this game started.
Was that record, is this for the playoffs or the
playoffs?
Playoffs,
yeah.
For a half, Lillard can set that record right here, and he will. 34 points for Dame here in this first half. Beverly's going to come in to replace Beasley. Now, remember, Dame Lillard is one of the few in the history of this game to have scored 70 points or more, and he is currently tracking to do that. Almost. If he makes his free throw, he will be. Imagine doing this not once but twice in a game. I mean, like,
I don't think anybody in this building would complain.
Well, I'll tell you this. The only one who might complain is Doc Rivers as he knocks down the free throw, because that would mean he got a close game.
Probably complain too.
Yeah, right. But it would mean the game got close enough that Doc had to leave him in. That could be the thing stopping Dame the way this thing's going. You've got a lopsided lead, and you hope that fourth quarter you can just rest some guys, but we are a long way from there. Three-pointer miss from Siakam, but an offensive rebound for Turner. Back to Siakam. His shot up and in with 9.4 seconds to go. 69-42, Milwaukee going the other way. Bucks have led by as many as 30. Fans rise as one. Here's Lillard with 2 seconds left. Off balance, three ball, just missed too strong. Well, it was quite a show in the first half. The Dame Lillard extravaganza here in round one, half one of these NBA playoffs. 35 big ones for Damian Lillard, who went 6 of 10 from 3, 7 of 7 from the line, and 11 of 19 from the floor. No Giannis? Well, Rick Carlisle, maybe he knew something we didn't. He said, I'm not even too happy about that. The next superstar steps up, and he just carries the load. He was prophetic, at least in that first half of basketball. Bucks 69, Pacers 42. We have reached the halfway point of this one. We will come back. Justin Garcia has you for the halftime report. After these words, a terrific first half of basketball here from Milwaukee's perspective through our opening 24. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hockey.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis. Oh, wow.
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one. It's his night.
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Statewide and game ready. The Bucks Bar Network, presented by Michelob Ultra and Bally Sports, is the best place outside Fiserv Forum to catch a game. Find a bar near you at bucks.com/bars.
69-42 halftime score here inside of Fiserv Forum. The Milwaukee Bucks lead the Indiana Pacers by 27 points in a first half that saw Damian Lillard erupt for a franchise record 35 points. Most points scored in a half of a playoff game that now belongs to Damian Lillard. Joining me now is the Chief Sales and Marketing Officer for the Milwaukee Bucks, Dustin Godsey. Speaking of marketing, not much you need to do with that performance of Damian Lillard. He does the job for you.
Yeah, no, it's pretty incredible to be able to watch. It kind of leaves you speechless a little bit. So I think you saw the flags on all the bridges coming in today, and so we'll take credit from the marketing side for right. getting it hyped up.
This goes without saying, a big time of year for everybody, but you can feel the energy in the building here and everything that we've seen through the years and that we have planned once again this year for this postseason run. Will feed into that excitement.
It really does, and I think, you know, you come to see it 8 years in a row now, and I think you can kind of take it for granted a little bit that you're going to see that, but we're really in, you know, kind of unprecedented times and just an amazing time for Bucks fans, and to see them come out like this and first round, and you know, maybe the national narrative's been a little bit down or that sort of thing, but, you know, I think people realize that this is the time of the year that we get things going,
and obviously everybody that is fortunate enough to be in the arena here with their playoff towels, but even the road games, watch parties are going to be taking place at the Mecca and outside as well in Deer District.
Yeah, I mean, we got some great weather today too, so it was packed out there before the game, but yeah, as we get into the road games next week, we'll have games on in the Beer Garden, Mecca, you know, the entire district will be packed and ready to go, so always a spot for people to come down here and be a part of playoff atmosphere regardless, home or road.
Yeah, always something going on here in Deer District, in the arena, and it's that time of year where it's almost overtime for you, but it's overtime that you want. Let's keep this going a little further.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we all want to get to the point of the year where we don't know when our last game's going to be, right? Like, if you can circle when the last date's going to be, the last game's going to be, you know, you're in trouble. So it's great. And again, you know, to see fans come out, we got another big one Tuesday night, still a few tickets available for that one. So fans looking to see hopefully another show from Dame, still an opportunity to get those tickets for Tuesday night.
Can't complain with the first half that we had here and what Dame put on display for these fans. Dustin, always good to catch up with you.
Justin, appreciate it.
27-point halftime lead for the Bucks, 69-42. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
and more.
69-42. That is the score here at Santa Fe Surf Forum. The Bucks are up 27 on the Indiana Pacers in game one of this best of seven series. And the story in this half has been Damian Lillard. 11 of 19 from the floor, 6 of 10 on his threes, and a Bucks franchise record for points scored in a playoff half, 35 points for Damian Lillard. Chris Middleton and Bobby Portis with 8 points apiece. Brooke Lopez has scored 5, and Pat Beverly with 2 points and 5 rebounds. That's the story for the starters. But again, an iconic performance so far from Damian Lillard has pushed the Bucks in front by 27 at the half, 69-42. We'll take a look at the NBA scoreboard and get you set for the second half after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bond.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
69-42 halftime score here. It's the Bucks up 27 on the Pacers. Before we get to the rest of the numbers, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
What a half for Damian Lillard, who has almost matched the Indiana Pacers. Dame up to 35 points. Pacers stuck at 42. A big piece of that is three-point shooting. Just 3 of 18 in this half are the Pacers. Bucks are 9 of 21. Take Damian Lillard out of the mix, and they've only got 3 makes, 3 of 11 outside of Dame, but that is what he has done offensively in this first half. It's time for the American Family Insurance Insuring Success feature, and for the Bucks, areas to point out that stood out, not just the performance of Damian Lillard. The Bucks took care of the basketball, just 3 turnovers. Pacers scoring just 2 points off of those turnovers. The Bucks, meanwhile, forcing 8 Pacers turnovers and turning those into 13 points. Also outscoring the Pacers in the paint. And the Bucks overall keeping this pace manageable. Those have been the keys to success, and those will go a long way in determining success in the second half. American Family Insurance. Life is better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams. Visit AmFam.com to learn more. Taking a look at our other postseason games played yesterday and 2 that have gone final from today. Cavaliers won their Game 1 matchup with the Orlando Magic 97-83. That coming behind 30 points from Donovan Mitchell. In the West, the Phoenix Suns fall back 1 game to none as the Timberwolves with a 25-point Game 1 win, 120-95, 33 from Anthony Edwards in that win. In New York, the Knicks beat the 76ers despite 29 points from Joel Embiid, 111-104. So New York up 1-0. In the final game played last night, the win over the Lakers. Your two games from earlier today, the Celtics beating the Heat and the Clippers beating the Dallas Mavericks. Up after our game, the Oklahoma City Thunder host the New Orleans Pelicans. 69-42, halftime score here inside of Fiserv Forum. It is the Bucks up 27 on the Indiana Pacers. Halftime has been brought to you by Uline. The call of the second half comes your way next. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
The NBA playoffs are here, and we all know playoff mode is a thing. Listen to the evidence. Playoff crowds are going wild. Playoff players are lighting up the court. Even your speakers are in playoff mode. Okay, we'll take it down a notch, but just a notch, because this is the turn it up to 11 NBA playoffs. Playoff mode is clearly a thing. The NBA playoffs presented by Google Pixel continue on ABC, ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit PaceBig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Well, wasn't that fun after one half of basketball? We'll see what's in store for the second half. Dave Kane back with you here once again. Sit back in the saddle at Fiserv Forum with Justin Garcia. As we get ready to look ahead to the second half, let's quickly take another glance back at the first half with Milwaukee leading 69-42. Damian Lillard almost keeping up with the Pacers by himself with 35 points. He was outscored by Indiana 42-35 himself, but the Bucks again 69-42 the lead. Hey, let's take a look at your Who's Hitting the Glass segment here in that first half presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get up to or get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hurry, you have to order by April 30th. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. And as the rebounding numbers, not as big a part of the storyline, certainly, of this one, but it is 28-26 in favor of the Bucks, who have allowed 8 offensive boards. That's one area, I think, that if there is any that you really look back on, say you'd like to see cleaned up, that would be it for the Bucks. But Indiana not able to capitalize, just 6 points off of those offensive rebounds. Bucks had that many as well, as Milwaukee, again, riding Dame Lillard's hot shooting and terrific all-around play to the big lead here at halftime. And Justin, to keep it that way, what's got to happen?
Well, Damian Lillard getting into that zone again, but I think things are going to open up even more for him in this half. We've already seen the Pacers start to double him immediately, and what that's going to do for guys like Chris Middleton and Bobby Portis is going to determine what the Bucks do in this game.
Well, the Pacers start with the basketball going left to right here in this half. It's a pull-up three and a good-looking shot for Nesmith to start things in the second half. Again, this is an Indiana team that has firepower offensively. They can make up a deficit in a hurry. The number 2 offensive rating in the league, the number 1 scoring team in the league in the regular season. Here's Bobby Portis on the other end. His baseline jumper misfires, and the rebound tipped and controlled by Siakam. Pascal Siakam running the other way for Indiana. He's into the open floor. Euro step down the lane. He lays it in with a foul. So how about Indiana? 5 quick points and a chance to make it a 6-0 run in not even 40 seconds. to start the second half. Again, you can't play around much with this team. They is evidenced by these first two possessions. They can come back and get you in a hurry with Nesmith, Siakam, Turner, Nembhard, and Halliburton starting the second half for the Pacers. It's Middleton, Portis, Lopez, Beverly, and Dame Lillard for the Bucks. Siakam trying to cap the three-point play. He puts that free throw up and missed it, though. So Indiana, so far tonight, has gone 7 of 11 from the free throw line as Pat Beverly goes the other way for the Bucks. He's on the near wing. Dribbles with the right hand, picks up his dribble, now passes near side of Middleton. Chris drives into the defense. A couple shifty spin moves and fades and fires and hits from 10 feet on the left baseline. That was a nifty bit of dribble work and shooting from Cash Money Middleton right there for the Bucks. 71-47, the lead for Milwaukee now. Indiana going left to right the other way. They are in gold, the Bucks in green. Three-pointer, top of the arc. Turner couldn't hit. Rebound pulled down by Lopez. He will hand it to Pat Bev. Patrick Beverly, playoff veteran of his own right, playing his ninth playoffs with his fourth different team in the playoffs. Lopez, left of the lane now, spins inside. He's got Turner on him. Turner played him pretty well, but Lopez actually got himself a decent look through it all, but he couldn't make it. Flipped it up and missed it off the back iron. Now it's Indiana going the other way. Drive inside, a big try at the dunk by Turner, but he was fouled going up and missed it off the back of the iron. Good aggressive move, though, from Miles Turner. You could see it already, the aggression from Indiana's dialed up more in the second half from that first half. They're trying to settle in, too. Not a lot of playoff experience, as we talk about, for this Pacers team.
They just seemed very tentative in the first half, like they were, as many of them are, just kind of experiencing the playoffs for the first time. But it's been a much different feel to these first two minutes of this quarter.
First free throw is good on Miles Turner's next trip to the line. He's been there now for five free throws. This will be his sixth attempt. He's 3 of 5. Turner, 31 points against Atlanta. Second most this year. He has scored to a 33-point showing against Dallas, and he knocks down the second free throw. That was his last time out. Here's Middleton going the other way for the Bucks. 71-49 is the lead. Bucks have led by as many as 30. They want to keep this thing at 20 or more, undoubtedly. Keep the nerves from going. We've got 2 minutes gone here in the second half. Lillard pulls up. Mid-range jumper. Not this time. He missed it short. Rebounded by Turner. Now they work it ahead. Siakam looking to run. He'll hand it off now to Nesmith. Back to Siakam. Pascal Siakam gives it now to Halliburton. Halliburton slings it behind his shoulder over to Siakam. And Siakam hits from 17. So Indiana has come out playing a different brand of basketball. And the Bucks would be well served to try to match that here. They are on a 9-2 run. Start things here in the second half. Beasley works it out to the right wing. Lopez has it there. He'll get it to Lillard. Lillard being defended tightly on the outside by Nembhard. Swings it to the near side. Portis has it there, dribbling laterally to the free throw line. Fakes the move, fades and fires. Pull up jumper from the free throw line, and he rolls that one over the front iron and good. And it's a big bucket from Bobby Portis. Is Milwaukee just doesn't want to see that momentum swing too much further. Here's Halliburton the other way. Gets it out to Turner. Turner's three-pointer is pure. Indiana starts hitting those threes. It changes the math. They went in that first half just 3 of 18. And they've already, here in the second quarter, almost matched that tally. Actually, they're one away from matching it here already. Portis on the other end. 73-54. Bucks with the lead in the basketball. Portis pulls up right of the lane, and his shot bounces over the front iron and good again. So Portis getting that home rim to work for him here on back-to-back buckets for Milwaukee. Here's Halliburton the other way. Sends out top. Gets it to Siakam, and now it's Nesmith at the free throw line. A little hesitation. He works it to the corner. Head fake from Miles Turner there with Portis on him. He's going to pull up with his foot on the three-point line. Can't get this shot to go from the left wing. Rebound grabbed in by Lillard. Dame goes the other way for the Bucks. Across the midcourt stripe, crosses over, now sends it out to the near wing. Portis fakes the shot, now pulls up his push shot from the free throw line, misses. What a job by Pat Bev. Steals the rebound away from Halliburton and Nesmith. He passes it to Portis, who comes in. And he's going to get caught for the travel. It's a tough break. He hit the fading shot, but got to love that effort from Pat Bev. Being a thorn in the side of that Pacers team didn't result in points, though. 21-point lead still for the Bucks. 8:05 to go in the third, 75-54. Here comes Tyrese Halliburton the other way. He's on the right wing, defended by Middleton. Looks to his left, swivels before he passes to the corner. Three ball, no good from Turner. Rebounded by Middleton. Chris going the other way for the Bucks. calling for the screen from Portis. He gets the screen. Now he's going to dribble drive with the left hand, trying to shield his body with the ball, and he bounced off his foot, but Siakam's going to get called for the foul. Now, Siakam is arguing that was not a natural move, and it's a play that we saw earlier in the season get called sometimes against the offensive player.
It was a crafty move by Chris to bait that contact.
So for Siakam, it'll go as his first foul, and the Bucks will have it out of bounds on the near side, leading 75-54, 7:42 to go in the third. Lillard with 35 points in this game. He had 35 in the first half. And we got a little bit of shoving going with Siakam and Portis getting tangled up before that inbound pass. And that was Tyler Ford coming over to get those guys separate. Now Zach Zarba hands the ball to Beverly. He'll get it to Lillard. Dame's defended by Nembhard on the left wing, and we lost the ball off his foot. Rolls out of bounds, and it's going back to the Pacers. So the Bucks with back-to-back turnovers now, and Beasley's coming in to replace Portis. The Bucks only turned it over three times in the entirety of the first half, two on as many possessions here. So Indiana's got it going the other direction. Andrew Nembhard into the front court. He's defended by Lillard. Dribble drive inside. He tries to wrap the pass around it. This is going to be a drive for Turner. Turner couldn't get the shot to go. Offensive rebound on the putback. Misses, but then staying with it. Siakam gets it on the next try. So Doc Rivers going to use the timeout here. His team has seen what was once a 30-point lead go down to 19, and now there's some pushing and shoving after the fact. Oh, we're getting to know each other all over again, aren't we? Well, dial up the rivalry monitor here. We got a technical foul going against the Pacers. We'll get it all sorted out when we come back. 75-56, Bucks out in front. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the HSA 50 battery hedge trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
All Brewers games are on sale now. Coming up, a weekend showdown with the Yankees, Friday, April 26th through Sunday, the 28th. Start the series with Friday's hockey night. Then take home a limited edition Brewers City Connect Tumbler Cup at the game on Saturday, the 27th. Presented by Quick Trip. Don't miss out on a marquee weekend of baseball. Grab your seats at brewers.com/tickets.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel, it seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
Bucks out in front of the Indiana Pacers, who have not led since it was 6-4. Milwaukee opened up as large as a 30-point lead. We are glad to have you with us, Dave Kane, Justin Garcia, here round one playoff action on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, presented as always by Pick and Save. They are the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Well, as we make our way through this one, it is a game that has taken on a little bit of added chippiness with Nembhard and Lillard still discussing things at midcourt as we speak after that last stoppage with a couple of officials trying to get them on the same page. It was a double technical that was called between Damian Lillard and Andrew Nembhard. And those two are still litigating their previous scuffle. And with that, it is Indiana. You know, right now, if you're Indiana, this serves you. You want to try to change the tenor of this game.
I mean, halftime came at the right time for the Pacers.
Yeah. So Bucks are going to have the basketball with Malik Beasley looking to inbound. Again, this Pacers team can come from behind. The Bucks lost all season long. Five games from leading after three quarters. Three of those five against this Pacers team. So they have made up ground on more than a few occasions against the Bucks, no less. Here's Lopez on the handoff. He'll get it to Beverly. Beverly takes it into the paint. He finds the opening and then wraps the pass around up. Lopez, and Lopez rocks the rim as he bends it backwards on the two-hand jam. Indiana going the other way now. Good ball movement there. And again, Beverly doing a nice job to set it up. Nembhard, pick and roll action with Siakam. Takes it to the left elbow. He's got Lillard on him. Hands it to Siakam. Siakam a head fake. Now he pulls up and he cashes in. Pascal Siakam has been as advertised for this Indiana team so far. 27 points now on 11 of 18 shooting to go with 7 rebounds. Here comes Beverly the other way for the Bucks. At Bev, going to hand it to Middleton. Chris pulls up, 17-footer straight on. Swish. Middleton with a good answer there. He's hit 5 of 8. He's got 12 points now. Here's Siakam the other direction on the left wing. Defended by Lillard. Hands the ball off down to Turner. Turner's got Lopez on him. Back to Siakam on the handoff to Halliburton. Halliburton facilitated. Passes to the right wing. Three-point try. Misses from Nesmith. They got a whistle and a foul going against Siakam, who tried to push either Middleton or Beasley or both there. So Siakam is going to be charged with it'll be his second foul. The Bucks will have it out. Nesmith missed that three-pointer. His 28% in April from beyond the arc, his worst month this year, even though he's shooting a career-high 42% overall this year. But so far tonight, he is 1 of 5 from three-point range, and the Pacers just 5 of 23. Milwaukee's 9 of 21 from distance. Here's Pat Bev in the front court. Going to hand it to Lopez. Lopez on the give to Middleton. Middleton takes it into the lane. Scoops to the hoop. That ball will go through as he nestles it through with a right-hand scoop shot. Smooth operating from Cash. Money Middleton, and the Bucks lead 81-58 now. Siakam the other way. Defended by Beasley. Dribbles with the left hand. Hands the ball off to Turner. Turner hands it back to Siakam on the left wing with 5:30 to go in the third quarter of an 81-58 game. Here's a three-pointer from Nesmith. Again, he misses. Rebound on the deck. Picked up by Beasley. He'll give it to Lillard. Dame going the other way. Shepherds it across the midcourt stripe. Working on McConnell's defense. Gets a big screen from Lopez. Sends it back to Brook. Brook Lopez sends a brick off the back iron. Too strong on the three-point try from about 29 feet away. Here's Halliburton. Lofts the pass to Siakam. He tries to wrap it inside. Good dish as he gets it to the streaking McConnell, who lays it in. TJ McConnell, 2 of 6 now. He's got 4 points this season against the Bucks. He hasn't been quite as devastating as he has been previously. We've got an offensive foul on the other side of things as Beverly's going to get called for a moving screen. But TJ McConnell, his career high against the Bucks back in January last season when he had 29. It is his highest scoring average against any opponent in his career, averaging just under 10 points a game against the Bucks.
Kind of surprising that number's only 10. It feels like it would be closer to 30.
Well, you know, his numbers this year are not staggering. Here's a drive from McConnell. He heard us talking, and he's going to get fouled by Lillard. In this season, Lillard's averaging 10 points a game. I mean, that's actually just a shade below his season average at large. 5.3 assists per game in 4 games. But he has been a thorn in the side of the Bucks. McConnell inbounds the pass as Lillard was called for his first foul. Here comes McConnell driving inside. Puts the shot up. Lopez was having no part of it. He swats that one out of bounds. Coming out of the weeds to rebuke that effort from McConnell, who's now 2 of 7 tonight shooting. Third block of the night for Brook. Here comes the inbound pass. McConnell will get it into Turner. Turner sends it left wing over to Nesmith. Here comes Turner driving down low. He spins and fires up a jumper, hits it over Brook Lopez. That's a tough shot. That last block, by the way, was Lopez's 105th career block in the playoffs. tying Giannis for the most in franchise history. Middleton pulls up. He knocks down a beautiful mid-range jumper. Cash Money cashing in for another time here this quarter. Indiana goes the other way. Halliburton's into the front court. 83-62 lead. The Bucks are keeping pace by hitting shots. Halliburton gallops through the lane. Now feeds to the near side. Open three, but a missed shot from Miles Turner. Rebound got away from Lillard, though, and it goes right into the hands of it was Halliburton who had an easy layup. Milwaukee going the other way against some full court pressure. 83-64 the lead. We've been teeter-tying. Try this again. It's Connaughton driving in, tottering back and forth, seesawing back and forth with buckets going back and forth on each side of the floor. Ball was swatted out. It'll stay with the Bucks as Neesmith got the block. Lillard's only attempted one field goal here in this quarter, though, as he has drawn a lot of attention. His last field goal came over 9.5 minutes ago. 35 points in the first half, including 19 in the first quarter for Lillard. He inbounds to Middleton. Middleton lost it, goes diving for it, and in that effort, tapped it over to Lopez. If he didn't, it would have been a turnover and an opportunity at the break. Lillard on the right wing. He's being harassed outside with three to shoot. Takes it in, fades, fires, mid-range shot, no good. Rebound ripped down underneath by Jalen Smith. He'll get it down to McConnell. McConnell goes left to right into the front court. 3:27 to go now in the third. Indiana trailing 83-64. Halliburton over the shoulder sends the pass out top to top, and now to McConnell with that unconventional release. Misses the three, but another offensive board. Jalen Smith comes away with it. Another chance for McConnell. And his second try, it is the same result. Three-pointer missed back iron. He had too much time to deliberate and think on those shots. Here comes Dame the other way. Trying to draw contact. He got it, and he got the bucket as well. No, wave it off. Damian Lillard, they'll say, was fouled before he put the shot up. Dame saying, can we challenge that? Ooh, that's a tough break. He was going up with that one on the replay. Yeah. Well, tough to feel too much pity for a guy that's been running roughshod like Dame has tonight, but that was not a favorable call there as Jalen Smith got called for the foul. Indiana, their third team foul. Both teams with three. Now 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lillard going to work down on the baseline. Sends it to the corner. Catch and shoot three. A.J. Green couldn't hit. Rebounded by Indiana. Going the other direction now into the front court. McConnell moves it ahead. Sends it to the left wing. A head fake from Toppin. Gets it to McConnell. Now works it out to Halliburton. Halliburton will give to McConnell. McConnell, top of the arc, crossing over on Green, spins inside, now works it out to Smith. Smith sees the opening. He drives to it, puts the shot up, no good, but he was fouled. So A.J. Green will get called for it. It is the fourth team foul for the Bucks, who in this quarter have gone 7-15. The Pacers 9-20. They've outscored the Bucks 22-14 in the third. 83-64 Bucks. We're back after this.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin
Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Started.
Playoff basketball here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, brought to you by BMO, the official bank of the Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/Bucks. And by Pottawatomie, if you're ready to spark something new at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee, you'll find the latest slots, table games, and new dining bars at a luxury hotel. Light up your senses at Pottawatomie. Game one of round one in these NBA playoffs. It is Milwaukee 83, Indiana 64. We're still 2:34 to play in this third quarter. And again, you do not want to take your eye off the prize if you're Milwaukee going against this high-octane Indiana team that scored big points against the Bucks throughout the regular season in five games. I mean, it was really tough to slow these guys down, an offense that's been putting up big numbers all season long. They've leading the league at 123 points a game, most in the NBA since 1984. They can put points up in a hurry.
The Bucks have done a very good job in this quarter of answering those runs by the Pacers. It sits at 19, but every time the Pacers would start to heat up, Chris Middleton really being the guy, the Bucks would answer with a basket of their own. That's going to be huge in these final 2.5 minutes, because you don't want this to sit at a 14 or 15 point game going into the fourth.
First free throw after the timeout from Jalen Smith is up and good. He looked pretty smooth there for a guy who shoots at 69%, 24-year-old out of the University of Maryland, averaging career highs in points, field goal percentage, and three-point percentage. Knocks down both. Indiana scoring right now here in this quarter. I mentioned they got 24 points down the quarter. Here's a fake pass from Beasley, who sends it instead to the right. That's A.J. Green, who couldn't hit on his second three-point try of the night. Indiana looking to run the other way. They got the opening. Siakam takes it inside. He passes it off. It gets deflected, but right to Shepherd, who knocks down the three. And those are those transition points. So three-point shot sets up the Pacers to run. They've got that deficit down to 16, or now to 14 now. 83-69. Here comes Portis. A.J. Green alone again. Another three and another miss. Some costly misses here. Sets up Indiana to go again. Here's McConnell splitting the defense. Puts the shot up off the back iron. No good. Rebound pulled out of a crowd by Jalen Smith. Took it away from three green jerseys. Work it opposite side. Shepherd misses the three. Rebounded by Lillard. Damian Lillard going to move it ahead to Portis. And now Milwaukee's got to steady the ship with a minute 35 to go in the third. Trying to put on a good push here to end this quarter. Closest it's been since it was 36-23 early in the second quarter. Lillard on the other side. Shifty move. Goes behind the back. Unloads three-pointer. Missed it wide left, though. Second shot for Lillard here this quarter. And again, he hasn't scored in about 14 minutes. Here's a three-pointer on the other side. Shepherd couldn't hit it. Rebound. Ripped down by Portis. Couple opportunities for the rookie. As Ben Shepherd out of Belmont had a couple good looks as well. Here's Lillard the other direction. He'll send to Portis. Portis on the right wing. Sizes up a three. Lets it fly. His shot rims in and out. Long rebound. It's going to be saved from going out of bounds by Toppin as he outduels Beasley for it. Gets it ahead to McConnell. McConnell lofts it over to Shepherd again. Shepherd was on the sideline and he stepped out of bounds. So the Bucks catch a couple breaks. It was the rookie Shepherd who hit a big three moments ago, but he's had a couple chances. He's been left alone. Green's going to check out. Beverly's back in now for Milwaukee, leading 83-69, led by as many as 30 in the first half. Had a 69-42 lead at halftime. That was the fourth largest halftime lead in postseason history for this Milwaukee team, but they need to hold on to it. It's down to 14. Here's Beverly, draws the whistle and the foul. Pacers in the midst of an 11-2 run right now with 38.8 seconds to go in the third, as that foul will go on Shepherd. Last foul to give for Indiana. Both teams penalty. If there should be another foul on that defensive side in the final 38.8 seconds. Here comes McDermott in for Indiana. Greg McDermott started the season in San Antonio, but was picked up in his second stint here as part of the Buddy Hield trade. At the deadline, here's a handoff to Lillard. Lillard straight away gives it to Beverly. Beverly works it right out of the lane to Portis. Portis defended by Toppin. Bobby trying to back his way in. Turns around, puts the shot up. That was deflected and ultimately taken by Toppin. Indiana now going the other way. About 2.5 seconds separating game clock from shot clock. If they could get this to anything close to 10, boy, they're going to feel like they've gotten away with highway robbery here in this third quarter. Just dribbling that clock down. It is T.J. McConnell straight away with 5 to shoot. Game clock and shot clock's there by a second and a half. Now McConnell drives in. He pulls up. Teardrop up and in. 1.8 seconds to go now in this third quarter. Beasley's going to heave up a three-quarter court shot. Ooh, he didn't miss it by much, but it didn't go. And the Bucks, after blistering the Nets in the first half, scored just 14 in the third quarter. Damian Lillard fell out of bed this morning and had 14, but not in that third quarter. Milwaukee outscored 29-14 in the third. The Pacers have made a game of it. 12-point game going to the fourth. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on popcorn.
10-ounce skinny pop or 16-ounce Bailey popcorn, both $4.69 each.
I can run the hot prices on popcorn.
Skinny pop or Bailey popcorn, both $4.69.
Save big time money on your favorite popcorn.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee-owned. It's Woodman's.
At We Energies, we're committed to building a bright, sustainable energy future. We're investing in clean energy projects like solar, wind, and battery storage. As a leader in the decarbonization effort, our goal is to achieve net zero carbon emissions from our generation fleet by 2050. It's part of our plan to provide the affordable, reliable, and clean energy you depend on. Learn more at weenergies.com. We Energies, people you can trust, energy you can depend on. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
Cousin Subs wants to make you a VIP. On Friday, May 10th, Donald Driver and Jordan Love will be hosting the annual Green Bay Charity Softball Game at Fox City Stadium in Appleton, Wisconsin. And this year, Cousins and Double D are teaming up to offer you a chance to be their VIP guest. The VIP winner will win a package that includes a meet and greet with Donald, VIP seating, food and beverage, and Cousin Subs for a year. Enter daily at CousinSubs.com/softball. Now through April 30th, Cousin Subs. We believe in better.
Welcome back once again to Fiserv Forum, where the Bucks lead it 83-71. They were out in front 81-58 with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. They scored just 2 points from that point forward. So it has been 6 minutes essentially with 2 points for Milwaukee. Going back to that third quarter where the offense really went completely silent, just 14 points in the third for Milwaukee, who still leads by 12, but Justin, for the Bucks, they need a hero.
Yeah. Well, and Damian Lillard, after that 35-point outburst, no points in the third quarter. You saw the Pacers much more aggressive, trying to limit his touches. That's not to be unexpected. Chris Middleton closed out quarter strong, as we mentioned. Bobby Portis had some big moments. That's what you're looking to here in this first handful of minutes. The Bucks are going to play the fourth without Dame on the floor.
So Indiana's got belief back in their sails now, too. That's the other troubling part. And again, the history is they've won 4 of 5 against this Bucks team. Granted, it was a long time ago. Rick Carlisle before this game said, we fleshed that out. We're not even talking about those early, you know, games back to January. On the inbound pass, it was Beverly being harassed, and McConnell almost got that one free, but the Bucks will start with it, going right to left with Portis, along with Beverly, Beasley, Middleton, and Connaughton. Middleton's at the top of the arc. He cranks one up from three, and he knocks it down. Chris Middleton cashing in again. He is 5 of 5 here in the second half. He has been the Bucks' almost lone source of offense. 10 of their now 16 points have come from Middleton here in the second half. Indiana with it on the other side. Here's a drive. McConnell takes it into the paint, swivels a couple times back and forth, puts up a tough shot. That bounces around and rolls over and in. Tough shot from McConnell. So Bucks go the other way. 14 points in the third quarter. Fewest scoring in a quarter since the second quarter when they had 15 against Brooklyn. Bobby Portis gets one to